Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sandra Leininger, and she heads up the French Icarian Colony Foundation down by Corning. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, May Day, true May Day, is just around the corner, and you're going to have a ladies' May Day afternoon tea, although it's not quite on May 1st.
No, the first year we had it, we selected that name because it was on
May 1st. Okay.
But the calendar keeps changing.
It does.
So it's always the first Friday in May, and this year it happens to fall on the 7th, or first Saturday.
I was going to say, I'm planning on coming on Saturday. Okay.
Yes, Saturday,
Saturday May 7th. Okay. And that's at 12:30, and of course it's at the French Icarian Colony.
It'll be out at French Icarian Village, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is located at 2349 220th Street. It's about 3 miles east of Corning.
Yeah, and you've got some signs out there to find that. But
yes.
Talking about the tea, those tickets, you know, we go, okay, May 7th, we've got a couple weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get too excited about it. Oh, yes, because tickets go so rapidly, Sandra.
Yes, this year especially, we had a table sold out before we even had the tickets printed. People were calling, you know, as early as January and February saying, I want tickets for the tea this year.
All right.
Make sure we get to come. So we've had the tickets out there for quite a little bit there.
Okay.
And yes, they do go very rapidly because we... the dining hall is not that large. We hold it in the refectory out at the village. This is the dining hall the Icarians use. It was built in 1878, and we've fully restored it. And then this past year, we added a state-certified kitchen in the basement, and that's all done now. So we have a nice place to work, and we have a dumb waiter, which makes it really nice
mm-hmm.
for our volunteers to not have to run up and down the stairs. So we're very happy with that. Our tea is a three-course English, classical English afternoon tea. People ask us, this is strange. You're a French group. You were a French group. Why are you having a tea party? Well, when I got to doing the research, it was interesting that the classical teas did not start in England. They started in France. So that was a nice thing to find out when we did the research. They didn't arrive in England then until about 16 years after they arrived had been started in France. But the other thing is the tea was originally planned to recognize the other ethnic groups that were pioneering in Adams County at the same time the Icarians were, those groups from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales.
Okay, so you have a lot of history going on, and that's part of the interest, I think, of coming to the tea or visiting other times. Well, why do you think the tea is so popular?
I just think it's kind of fun for the ladies. And then last year we added a new feature. We also have two programs. And the first program, as I said, it's a three-course tea. So between course one and course two, this year we'll have a little short program. Eva Breckenridge will be doing the demonstrating, and it's called The Language of the Fans. So we're going to talk about how the fans were used to communicate in the 1800s. And then between the second course and the third course, while the people can enjoy their dessert, we're going to be having a hat competition. And we started that last year, and it turned out to be so much fun, and the ladies seemed to enjoy it so much that we decided we'd do that again this year. We do encourage hats and gloves, but you certainly don't have to wear them to come and enjoy the tea.
Yeah. All those red hat ladies already have their hats, but for the rest of us, we may have to go out and hunt them. And I must say, I did attend last year, and I'm thinking, huh, a hat contest, I don't know. It turned out to be the most fun with the most interesting stories ever, so that was a really highlight. But the food is wonderful, too. You know, you maybe are being a little humble. The food is fantastic. Now, this is a tea. This isn't full-course meal, but the food was fantastic. So I think you've got a good reputation, Sandra, for putting on a good event here.
Well, that's thanks to the Icaria ladies that do the cooking for us, the volunteers that do the cooking. And what we do. We meet as a committee, and we think about the menu, and we try to keep it authentic and use some original things and not get it mixed up with an American tea, but with the traditional tea from the 1800s. And so we research recipes, and then we, each of us, cook them or try them out and bring them in, and we all taste them, and then we settle on our final menu. And we've been using the, some of the basics are the same every year, but we do try to change it up so it's a little different. One lady that has come to all of our teas, she said, I don't mind if it's the same. I only get this food once a year.
That's correct. And it's so good. Yes, we don't mind having it again. So, and we'll remind people here in a little bit about the tea and how they can get their tickets if they are still available. But I also want to mention, because you told me that you are going to be hosting the Traces Bus EM.
Yes, we are, and that's on Sunday, May 15th, and again, it will be out at the French Icarian Village in the refectory, and the exhibit will be there from 1 to 4 p.m., and then from 1 to 2, Dr. Michael Luke Throms, who's a historian, educator, and speaker, will present an hour-long program, Forgotten Stories of How Iowans Got to Be Us. The Traces exhibit is probably pretty much the same as far as the artifacts and the videos in the bus museum, but the programs can change. And the program for Icaria that Michael and I settled on was in the interpretation of Iowa being settled from during the period of time that Icaria was being settled. So we're focusing on that early Iowa history.
All right.
And the museum itself, I think, covers history from about 1853 through World War II.
And they do a fantastic job. It's amazing the kind of information they can put in that bus.
Oh,
And I want to mention, if folks listen on Wednesday morning, we'll be talking with Michael more in detail about that. And I just want to quickly mention that they will be in Elkhorn on the 28th from 11 to 2 at the Danish Museum, and then in Atlantic at the library on Friday in the morning, and then they're going to Greenfield, Clarinda, Corning. They're covering most of southern Iowa. And so if you want to know the complete schedule, go to, Michael says, www.roots.traces.org, and you'll see the specific schedule.
Right.
If you can at all get by to see it, it's a really fantastic kind of thing. And I think I didn't realize that you were changing, he was changing presentations. So that makes it really special to each place and really special for you.
Yeah, I think it depends on the community. The way I understood it when he talked to me was he said, let's select the part of about the prairie and how it was settled and the different ethnic groups that settled Iowa. And one of the things they're featuring on was how the Midwest developed in different ways from other regions, how Iowa was developed differently maybe than the other Midwestern states around us. And so that's my understanding.
Yes.
The program can change from community to community depending on what their interests are.
Now, Sandra, if somebody can't come to the tea, or they can't come to the Busium on these dates, when else might they visit the French Icarian Village?
Well, they can visit any time by appointment. They just need to call my office at 641-322-4717 and set up an appointment, and we will have a tour, a group come out there. We also do group tours. We have several already scheduled for May this year. And everything from Red Hat Ladies to bus groups, bus tours. So it's just a matter of getting a hold of us either on the phone number that I just mentioned, or they could email me at icaria@frontiernet.net.
And if you go on the web and I just put in French Icarian and up it pops, you've got information there.
Right, you just Google Icaria
yes.
you'll bring up several different places. There's an Icarian winery in California. There's the island of Icaria off of Greece. But you'll
maybe
find
you want to add Corning, Iowa to that, and then you'll be sure.
Corning, Iowa, yeah, you'll find
So, Sandra, the date and place for the tea?
Is going to be held on Saturday, May 7th. Seating will begin at 12:30. Tickets are $20 each. And we'll
give that
the tea starts at 12:30, but we'll start seating people at 12:15.
And give your phone number one more time.
641-322-4717.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sandra Leiniger.
Thank you, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop.